is too important. He has things for you to do. Right, mothers? He has things for us to do. They do that. You do that. Continue to listen to him and just trust him. The sermon today is, we are not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. As I say many times, there's a lot of stuff going on. And they make you want you to think about rethinking your destiny in Christ. Why should you? He's the God that created and the God who has brought you so far. No one else was there but him at times. So why would you put him to the side and think of another gospel? Well, Paul says, Romans 1:15 through 17, we'll read. For I am not ashamed of this good news or gospel about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. Not in someone else's. Not what they say. But in his sight. That's what matters. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that the righteous person has life. Amen. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 17th verse, because we're not ashamed. And if there's a moment where you flinch and you think, just know that God is there to empower you. That word is used often in the songs that are sung at this time and in the past. He will empower. And once you feel that stirred and activated so often, and you begin to walk in that faith, on that path that God has given you, you will feel, you will want, you will desire that again and again. 1 Corinthians 1, 17th verse. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Oh, our bishop knows a lot of words. He knows how to bring them forth and even lay them on us sometimes. But you know, he makes it so simple for us to get that a child can even grasp it. So he makes it and puts it into effect. God has through him to have the power to say what he does and to empower us from God, the one that dwells within him, to make it effective. We can use it, and we've heard those testimonies. Walked out the door, went somewhere, and it was in effect. God, oh God, thank you. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Do we not hear a lot of foolishness today, my Lord? But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. As we're told often, there is no good found in us. What is that that's coming forth that's good? Because you're even astonished as I am at times. Wow, faith. Because it was God. He wanted it done. And he did it. He does it through you also. So what is this gospel? A gospel is an unquestionable truth, a doctrine maintained to be of great importance. The written body of teachings of a religious group that is generally accepted by the group. Now that's general, isn't it? Well, as we see and hear weekly, we are not the only believing group that uses the word gospel. Now, if you've been here on Wednesdays, right, Sherry? Yes, we've heard that. There are a lot of gospels out there. Oh, plenty of them. Jesus warned us. The prophets warned us. They didn't play too much, none of them. Jesus sort of added a little bit in there so he could get it to the people. So they would accept it as what it was, the word of God. But our gospel is a Christ-centered gospel that has been declared through the ages, through the Holy Bible, and established historically. That's important because some people won't believe it unless they can see it other than in the Bible. So it's established. These are some of the things that establishes the Word of God. The gospel. Christ's birth, life, was precisely predicted thousands of years before his birth. And they kept talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, and talking about him, saying he's coming, the Messiah is coming. Isaiah 9 would tell you that. Micah 5 will. Genesis 3 will also. Also his birth. That confirms what we believe. The genealogy of Jesus' birth. If you've ever read that, it might be, oh my, how can I even pronounce these words? But if you look at some of those names and the history God let us see, oh yeah, Jesus came through a line, and you would sometimes say, oh yeah, he wants us to know that still a perfect Messiah came. In the name of Jesus, his life. We see that all through the Bible, but Luke 2 really plants it and clears it up for us, if not just reestablishes his life, Jesus' death. In John 19, Christ's resurrection, Mark 16, he wants us to know as believers and those who are standing, as we say, are sitting on the fence. He was real. It's documented not only by the prophets, but that by those who historically is well known as being geniuses. They pointed out, yes, he lived. He lived a good life. He seemed perfect. That's what they would say. But we know he lived perfect in order to save us from our sins. And he, Christ, who was and who is to come in Revelation 1. We're going to hear a lot more about he who is coming, our Messiah, Jesus, again. May not touch the earth, but get us. The dead in Christ first. And then those who are alive, that believe in him, will go up. Well, people say, now, come on now, rapture is not in the Bible. But catching away. Usually the one, it's okay. So know that it's there all through the Bible. But it speaks, pinpoints. One is Revelation 1. God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind and said, let's go to that Job 38. And this is what quickened me when I told Pastor, oh my, something, you know, it's just something that's not clean. Huh? Well, he gave it to me this morning. I said, all righty, this is what you do to me, God. And it's Job 38. God establishes again who he is. And if we can't get it through this, because he's speaking and he spoke boldly in New Living Translation, the Lord challenges Job. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, because Job said, oh my goodness, God, you know, I believe in you. These people see me and got boils all over me and the dog is licking me. My friends are coming and condemning me, wondering about me. Lord. But the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? What other God can say that? What other God can say that? Truth is what God is speaking, of course. Tell me if you know so much. Uh-oh. You know how we get sometimes now. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? God is asking Job this. Because he'll question what? And then he'll get quiet, right? And then you say, okay. That's like when mama or daddy gets quiet and it's like, oh, I've gone too far. There's something he does to us to wake us up. He woke Job up and us today. What supports its foundations? They don't know how those planets spin in orbit. In order? They're orderly. Who did that? God. Who laid its cornerstone, the foundation. Who laid that? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy, who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? Who made it do that? I did it when I created it. And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness, for I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. Who did that? God. What other God has claimed that? I see it. This far and no further will you come. Here is, Here, your proud waves must stop. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth to bring an end to the night's wickedness? As the light approaches, the earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal. If you ever been on that cruise and you see it coming forth, I thought, it does look like clay. It's red, it's brown, it's burgundy, it's bronze. It has that look. It is raw, or robed in brilliant colors as it rises. And who does that but God? So we should not be ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. More of that is going to be demanded of us. And I did say demanded. We have gained a lot of knowledge, not only through Bishop, but our parents. But I won't get ahead of myself because there's scripture that says that too. Some of you may ask the question, how does anyone know if this book, this document, this Holy Bible is true? Now, you know we've heard that on TV. If you haven't heard it yourself, how do you know that? Why do you call yourself a Christian? What is that all about? If we've lived long enough, you don't have to live until my age. We've heard that. The gospel, the good news, has been tried and tested by many, even by some of us. Let's go to Malachi 3 and 10. Malachi 3 and 10. I've tried God. I've asked him things. And I don't believe at that time I was proud and puffed up. I was just inquiring. I needed to know. Yeah. And being that he says, our Father, which art in heaven, if he's my Father, I can sit and ask him respectfully questions that I have. So don't let anyone fool you about him being too high and lifted up and can't listen to you, don't want to hear from you. That is a lie from the enemy. He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear the praises from your mouth also. The worship, how you walk will glorify him. If no one else sees it, he does. Malachi 3 and 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me, test me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I've heard a few testimonies in here that have gone forth. Yes. And some lately, they would blow your mind. Mm-hmm. Kathy gave hers. Yes, she did. Tasha, she did too. Yeah. Broken, but he did it. Yeah. Anyway, in spite of, no matter what no one thinks, he will come through. for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, pour it out. Don't stop praying, Gwen. Don't stop praying, teachers, vice principals, mothers, fathers, instructors, professors, those who teach others. Don't stop. Don't give up on your child. God is not going to do it. And he is the main, only good example that we can really follow. How is this gospel established? It's established through his word. Well, people say, well, no, I done told you about that word. I don't know about it. Well, it's established by history. It's established by science, geological evidence. More and more is being undug and brought up, and more is even in Kentucky to give you a good example of what the ark could be. I'm just telling you, there are things that God has put and is still putting in place so that those who have this thought, what is this book? This document, this holy Bible all about. Just the heavens declare his glory. He has already said that. It was spoken of in the last few weeks. The heavens declare. He'll do it himself. We don't have to. He does it himself. Must be a God. Records, our confessions of faith. We thank you, Lord, that is lined up and laid upon your word. Do not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes and drawing, always pulling. Even the foolish ones like myself that just said, I'm through. Yeah. And go for the door. Yeah. Oh, went out that door for a little while. Yeah. But do you think he lifted? He might have lifted his hand a little bit to give me a little testing. Yeah. But oh my, did I not run back? Because I had been grounded in the word. In the word. Oh my God. I wavered. But he still had that anchor. He was still there. He never left me. Never left me. If we lack knowledge of the word or how he wants his work started, that's wrapped up in this too, or continued, ask again, our Father. For knowledge and wisdom. Let's go to James 1. The first chapter of James. He tells us. 5 and 6. James 1. 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, this is King James Version, it's more, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and unrated not. He will not hold it back from you. And it shall be given. Is that God saying that? He's saying this through man. I sure asked him. He gave that to me. My Jesus. And it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. Help us, Lord. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. 2 Timothy is our last scripture. 2 Timothy 3. Let's go to New Living Translation. Minister Mosco, please. Because it states right there at the beginning. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true. For you know you can trust those who taught you. Yes. And if you didn't do them whatever time, go back and read it for yourself. Yeah. Ask the Lord to reveal the word, to give you the word, to instill it, to embed it. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from what?
Childhood.
And they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation. Yes, it did. Yeah. How many of you were baptized while you were a child? Yeah. Most of us? Okay. Some of us? Okay. A lot of us. So here it is. Again, it says, you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Whenever we would say, thank the Lord, hallelujah. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and what make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong. Ran back, y'all. Mm-hmm. And teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare. Bountiful. Prepare. And equip his people to do every good work. Paul, in this scripture, encourages Timothy. That's why he spoke of childhood, I believe, because his mother and grandmother were on it. Yeah. Oh, my. They were examples of how a godly life should be lived and how the word, not the New Testament, but the old, they read it. They took him to the synagogue. He learned of God's word. And today, he's given it to us again to be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work, fulfilling the God-given ministry Jehovah God will give or has given to you. We are not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Pastor has said many times, we don't have to stand and argue, debate. We can speak that word, and that word is alive. God will do what he needs to do with them. He knows them better than we do. No, don't stand there, rivalry, and God on this side, and this one on this side, and just speak the word that the Lord gives you so that they will be touched at one time or another, because his word will not go void. Father, we thank you for this word. We know that you've given it to us to continue on the path that you have set us, and there are things that still, Lord, big boulders and things that need to be moved out of our way because of our flesh and how we hinder ourselves sometimes. But let us stand and be bold, Lord, knowing that you're the God that created creation. You created us in the womb from almost nothing. So minute, you can't see it unless you put it under a microscope. But yet you